Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, I think about, I used to live in Michigan, and there's this There was this joke where it's like, there's not really seasons.
Any particular place in Michigan?
Yeah, Detroit area.
Oh.
You may have heard.
Oh. You lived in Detroit?
Yeah, you may have heard of their football team. They're actually doing quite well.
No, not really.
No.
Not so much.
Not really.
I don't really know anybody on the team, but hey, I'm just going to throw it out there that I've heard they're doing good. So, yeah. But there was this there's this kind of joke.
You left Detroit? I mean, Detroit being the way it is right now, you left them like that?
He looks at me like that was my fault. Like I left and the economy.
It's Detroit, dude.
Detroit does have the Red Wings, and they are doing quite phenomenal.
The who?
What? What's that?
Hockey. Say it with me now.
Oh.
Hockey.
Is that a food? What is that?
Yeah, it's what happens when you don't play baseball.
Is that like a badminton team?
Man, yeah. They just jump all over it, man. We talk about Saints and...
But I don't know what is that a plane? What is that?
That's what it sounds like.
Anyways, if I go anywhere near, I'm going to get struck down.
Wow. That's right. Detroit.
See, I'll tell you what. You know what?
Stay in your lane.
Yeah,
I'm remaining. It doesn't matter if there's no hockey fans next to me, left or right. I will stand for hockey, even if I'm in the South.
All alone.
I just want to apologize to everyone in Detroit. I'm sorry that Steve left. I'm sorry that Steve left, and you know he. I'm just sorry. I'm just wow.
Awesome. I just want to say to everyone in Florida, thank you. I'm glad. I'm glad to be here.
Just Florida. Detroit. That hurts me. I'm having a hard time right now.
It always comes back. Did you guys see the New Orleans game?
What did you just say?
Was that English? What? Say that again.
Who?
Yeah, and y'all are brutal, man.
Well, I'm just wondering.
You see how they do me like that?
I'm just wondering, you know?
Anyways.
I'm just
long-suffering.
So you're from Michigan.
I think that's
we are still talking about Michigan.
We're trying to help you get on your way.
Hey, man, I'm here with you, man.
Listen, a bomb on us. We have to, you know, give us time to recuperate.
I'm trying to roll with you.
You have to clarify.
Okay. I did. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. Wow. Southeast Metro Detroit area. For all of those that don't know, area.
All right.
Okay. Anyways, moving on. But there's this joke in Michigan that there's not really seasons. There's winter and construction, and the state tree in Michigan is the construction cone. And it's just like, there's always construction. There's always buildings. It's just like, there's something being built is because, you know, the weather is just, it's horrific. Because if you're from up north, you know about the roads. It's just like, the good thing about snow is it fills in all the potholes. But For a little while. But it's just like, anywhere that you are, you can see the construction or buildings and the things that things are always being built. But I look at our lives and I think about it and it's just like, God wants to build something in us. And it's just like every single life is a building. And when you look at it, it's just kind of like, I've been just seeing things and it's just like, what am I building my life on? What are we building with? Because if you look around, it's just like you get one shot at it. You get one shot to build your so-called building, which is you, your life. Jesus wants to take up residence in you, in your heart. And I'm reminded about in 1 Corinthians, it says, in 1 Corinthians 3, it says, for we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. And it says, by the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it. And it's just, it's so significant because so often that we have many conversations about eternity and what God is doing in this life. And so quick we are to become focused on this life in the horizontal. But if you think about it in Peter, it says that we are being built up like living stones into a spiritual house. God has a purpose for us. There's a reason why what he's doing in the world, and he wants us to be a part of his house, his spiritual house. We're living stones. But continuing back in 1 Corinthians, it says, but each one should be careful how he builds. Because you think about it, if someone's an architect or if someone's a foreman or a project manager, they're very meticulous about the ingredients, if you will, the building plans. You don't just throw any type of material because it might not pass code. It might not, weather the storm. Continue on, it says, "For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is in Christ Jesus. If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is on that day." Mm-hmm. And you just really look at that and you're like, okay, you mean there's a difference between what I can build, between gold, silver, costly stones, and hay, wood, and stubble? And you look at that, and it's just like you can just walk real quickly and just pick up some wood on the side of the road. I mean, I think about now, I mean, in the seasons, as it starts to get colder out, people want to build a fire. And you'll begin to see ads, and people, pick up some firewood, and people don't want it. They'll throw firewood in the trash. They'll throw firewood next to the dumpster because somebody will come pick it up. So it's like you can find wood anywhere. But to think about the labor that you have to go through to find the costly stones, or you gotta do some work. So we're asking the question, it's just like, how do I build with costly stones? And it reminds me too, in Matthew 7:21, Jesus talks about, he says, many people are going to come to me on that day and say, look at all I did. I built a whole lot of stuff. Look at what I've done. But Jesus says, I never knew you. And the things that we do in this life matters because Jesus is love. And if we do anything apart from love, Paul talks about the fact that it's just a sounding gong. We're just making noise. So if we're doing anything just to do it apart from love, that is the hay, wood, and stubble. Mm-hmm. Those are the things that are just quickly going to burn up because it's not in love. Jesus wants us to walk in love. He wants our lives to be a resounding, just echoing trumpet of God loves you. God loves me. Look at my life. If God can save me, trust me, he can save you.
Right.
And how you can gauge that is look at, like, have you ever been interrupted?
Yeah.
How do you respond to that? Don't bother me. I'm doing something right now. Do you kind of get that, like, all of your skin is kind of boiling and I can't believe this person's talking to me right now?
How do you do, Pat? Like, example. Like,
What do you mean?
But being interrupted. It's like, does that happen, the skin boil and stuff? Like, no. What was that, Steve? Steve, what was that? What did you say?
Well, you just can kind of get fidgety because you were making such good ground.
Is that?
You were getting so much done.
Does that happen to you?
No. I can't recall any. No.
Let's see. Okay. He's exuding love right there.
Oh, okay.
He's exuding love.
I had that question. Okay.
But this is such an important question to ask because so often that we can be making such good grounds but never ask ourselves, okay, why am I doing this? What are my motives right now? Because if we're doing it for people, then we're never going to be interrupted. Because if somebody comes to us, we're not doing it just to do something. We're doing it because we're doing all things for Jesus. Mm. And he continuing on in 1 Corinthians, he says, because that day when we all stand before him, he says, that day will bring it to light and it will be revealed with fire. And the fire will test the quality. And I look at that and it so is revealing to me because a lot of times it's like we get into those tough situations and we see something in our own life that it brings things to the surface. It's revealing those hay, wood, and stubble things in our own heart that we've been trying to work on, or we've been trying to, say, hey, I can build something with this. Trying to burn a couple things of hay together. Have you ever tried to start a fire with a little pieces of wood?
No.
Never done that? I've heard you've had a couple experiences trying to build fires.
It doesn't work.
How does that work?
It doesn't work very
well. How long did it take you to build that fire?
Well,
he never did.
If the wood is not seasoned,
he had to get somebody with more experience.
What I'm talking about? Detroit and building the fire, man, they will jump all over that.
No. I think a teenager came in there and saved the day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that fire never got started.
Never happened.
So I was trying to take the time and teach some young guys.
So this thing of whatever that was,
no,
didn't happen. Mm-mm. Okay.
They are relentless. See?
What you were saying?
But it's these moments that we're going to find out what is in our heart. Is there gold? Is there silver? Is there costly stone motives in our heart? Because Jesus talks about it. He says, he writes a letter to the church of Laodicea and he says, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire. Because it's like we're going to get in those gold refining moments and be like, you know what? That's kind of difficult. It reveals things in me I don't like. I don't like being uncomfortable. And it's just like, okay, that's that decisive moment when we're saying to Jesus, I don't really want to build my life with gold. I want to stay in a life of comfort hay. I want to stay in a life of wood. And it's like, hey, man, you can build what you want, but I'll tell you what, when you get to that day, you're going to find out real quick what you've been building on. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this is that moment. We are the house of God. The sons and daughters of Christ, like Peter says, we are living stones being built up in a spiritual house. So we got to be mindful of just like, hey, man, what's in your tool chest? What's on your building codes? What's on your blueprints? What are you building with? What are your building materials? Allow God to lead you in you know, doing a look of your inventory and saying, hey, man, do I have gold and silver in my heart? Or do I have wood and hay in my heart? And that's the thing. It's just like when you spend time reading the word, allow God to just show you what's in your heart and be open, be humble. Allow those next to you and being like, do you see pride in my life? Or do you see someone that's just willing to love? Because we need God to be able to show us that. We need God to be able to guide us in that. Because this is what God wants us to do, to be sons and daughters of love.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.